Welcome back, Freedom Seekers, to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business guide, Lindsay Sutherland. Happy, beautiful Friday. Today, we are talking about the importance of being serious about your business, more specifically, your commitment to your business, but being playful in your approach and why both of those things are necessary for scalability and sustainability. Let's do it. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Hey, before we dive in, I just want to remind you about SpeakPipe. So what SpeakPipe is it's a way for you to ask questions. As we're going through episodes here on the show, and if there's something that I haven't answered or that you want to take deeper into a specific conversation, look in the show notes for the link that is SpeakPipe. And what you do is you go on there and you simply press record and you record your voice, just like a voice memo. And it'll be emailed over to me. And what will happen is I could turn it into an episode. So you get like 90 seconds and just ask your question and we'll turn it into an episode and answer it right here for you on the podcast. So look for that SpeakPipe link in the description. I did a post the other day and it was like, you know, let's be playful about our business. It doesn't have to be so serious. And I was specifically referencing something I was doing on Facebook with a challenge I'd given myself, which I think I referenced earlier this week as well. But I realized, you know what, I'm being a little contradictory because there's other times where I talk intensely about commitment and discipline. And I thought, you know what, that'd be a great episode because it's true. I mean, there are parts of our business that we want to take seriously. And the number one thing, more than anything else, is our commitment to our business. I can't stress this enough. I wish there was a way that I could like come into your world and just like change your perception about this. Because this one mindset shift is what changed everything for me. And it is still like a spiral where the understanding gets deeper and deeper and deeper. The deeper I work, the more I work, the deeper I go. What I'm talking about is your commitment to your business. Take quit off the table. Like, it's not an option. It got me thinking, like, if you couldn't quit, if there wasn't a second option, you couldn't go back and get a job, right? What would you do if you were forced to make it work? I guess what I'm trying to say is there's been times where I have thought I was all in on my business. There was times where I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. I'm doing it. And I definitely did work hard. But then of course, when the going gets tough or something shifts or whatever, and specifically even when good opportunities come my way, I pivoted, I changed, I went in another direction. And I would tell myself, well, I'm not quitting, I'm just pausing. Or I'm not quitting, I'm just going to do it and I'm going to do this other thing. When you fragment your energy and your attention and your focus, you are not all in. When we say we are all in on our business, let me tell you what that means. That means your complete and undivided attention, intention, and focus is 100% only on your business and this one thing making it work. That's where we're serious. That's where we need to be serious. You know what that means? That means saying no to other opportunities, even if they look like a golden goose, okay? That means not fragmenting our energy and thinking that we can take on more than what we're doing. You know, oh, it's fine. I've got plenty of time. I can do this other thing and I'll do this. It just doesn't work. When you go all in, it really genuinely means all of you in, okay? That's where you want to be serious in your business. Playfulness is super important when it comes to the strategy and the execution. Being curious about your testing your theories about things, truly testing. Pick your one platform and test it out, okay? Pick your one transformation and test it out. Pick your specific avatar person and test it out. Test out the demand angles. Test out your marketing messaging. Test out the social platforms. So which ones are your favorite and why? Which ones get you the most engagement? Be playful in your approach. Be curious and open-minded in your approach, but be committed to the business model, to what you're doing, to yourself, really. So to be clear, this is the hard part. And honestly, when people get too serious about the execution, it's when they quit. Like, for example, I just saw this post in Lit Uploaded Entrepreneur. It's a Facebook group. This gal was saying, you know, I saw somebody who posted in here and she said, and of course I'm paraphrasing, just FYI. She said, are people more here to promote themselves or because they're actually interested in doing business with other people? So she's like basically saying, are you here because you're a seller or you're a buyer? And this woman was coming in to say, I'm offering you a third perspective. She said, I am very successful and I'm not necessarily needing new clients, but I come here because I want to connect. I'm about making connections. Well, my point is this. The lady who was talking about the intent of selling or buying is being, she's the kind of person who's in that frame of mind where it's like, if I'm going to put the effort to be posting all these places and nobody's buying from me, what is my point? And then that's discouraging and then somebody quits. And she was calling out people thinking that she was just calling them out like, hey, are you actually here to you know, receive or are you only here to give? And I've been in both places. You know, it's one of those things when you're working really hard at a specific strategy and you feel like it's not working. Another friend of mine on Facebook, I commented on his post and he's like, yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to myself here because he doesn't get a lot of engagement. But his posts are great. There's no reason he's not. I think there's no reason people aren't engaging. I don't see anything wrong with his content. But I understand what he's saying, and he's probably just not posting enough or experimenting enough. And he's getting burnt out on the posting side because he's saying, like, it's not working. I don't know if I want to keep going. So what I'm trying to get out of this is to say, be playful in your approach. Do commit to 30 days and test something out. And then review and see what works and double down on that and then test it again. Just constantly be in testing mode when it comes to the execution side of your business, the strategy and the execution, okay? Until it's dialed in. At some point, at someday, it's going to click and everything's going to come together and it's going to be a beautiful, like, ah, finally, it's working. It is the hardest part, is that interim between starting and getting to that point. And that's why your seriousness about not quitting is so important, because that's going to be the glue that keeps you going and actually makes you successful. Having my coffee this morning, it was a beautiful fall morning. I love when the fog rolls in. Okay, we live near a river. And sometimes when I go out in the morning and I feed our birds, it's just really thick fog. I personally love the crisp air with the humidity. It feels so good on my body and my lungs, and it's not too cold yet. It's like just the right temperature. I love these mornings. Anyway, that was a little bunny trail. what I was going to say though is as I was coming back in and I was just in a really peaceful mood and I was drinking my coffee and I was thinking it really takes such grit and determination to stay in your business. It is the hardest thing I think of anything. So, being Friday, I always want to leave you with a little bit of encouragement and maybe today even a little bit of strategy to help you commit to the process, commit to yourself, and be playful where it matters. Okay? Don't be playful about your commitment because you won't succeed in that case. It'll just be like a hobby business. If you're really truly serious about growing a truly successful business, you've got to be all in. Remember that. Just this is the biggest takeaway. All in means all of you in. Your energy cannot be fragmented. But be playful in your approach and your strategy. Okay, my dear friend. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Until next time, bye for now.